Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Take command, Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson, getting ready for the Eagles matchup. So before we even get to the Commanders offense, the Eagles defense, we spent a lot of time kind of dissecting Philly's offense. I actually want to get into the Commanders defensive strategy against it real fast. So I guess let's just start with your game plan. What would you do to slow them down and to get them off the field?
Yeah, I definitely think on early downs, you have to prioritize like heavier box structures and be ready to stop the run. I think that's going to be kind of first and foremost. Make sure those run fits are really, really sound. Again, because their offensive line, while not what it was last year, is still very, very talented. And Saquon is a home run hitter. And that's kind of the thing they want to drive the car here. So that's what I would prioritize. I also think you're going to play a little bit more zone than you played against like New York, for example, because of the matchup issues. And I think I feel better about it in this game. Because Jalen Hurts is, again, like, I think he's a good player. I don't think he's a great player. So, like, force him to beat you. Force Jalen Hurts to kind of, you know, be the guy that's going to pick you apart from the pocket. And I'm not sure that he can do that on a down-and-down basis. And, again, it's not just him. It's like there seems to be a little bit friction with, you know, A.J. Brown. And, like, there's some timing stuff and some effort stuff that I see with him that I'm kind of like, yeah. And then Devontae Smith, like, they're not always on the same page all the time, right? So, I think like lean into some of those, like lean into that area of the game because they haven't over the past couple of weeks looked super sharp there. So
what I like about this game is I'm going to have fun with a few of the matchups. I just think it's a fun little test, like good on the interior defensively, Payne and Kinlaw against this offensive line. I like that. I think that that's like fun as a football fan. What I don't love and what I think is going to be a problem, the reason I think the Eagles ultimately win this game handily, I just think you're going to get out bellied and Joe'd on the outside. You know,
I think so too.
You don't have an answer for A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith right now in your secondary. So, you know, let's say Sanders still plays well. Antonio Hamilton's coming off this incredible performance. Go back and listen to the recap pod. We heaped a lot of praise on him. But, like, I don't know how you get through this game and Devontae Smith hasn't been open on a post or, you know, they haven't caught something down the field in a big chunk to make a touchdown easier in the red zone. Or I could see A.J. Brown going for like 130 and it would not surprise me. I just don't know that Washington's got the secondary pieces right now to slow them down. But let's get to the other side of the ball here. The Commanders offense against the Eagles defense. I went back and watched a couple of their recent games, so I've got some thoughts on Philly's defense I want to bounce off you. But start with just kind of a broader take. What do you see when you watch them, and what do you make of this defense that the Commanders have to face this week?
Dude, they're good, man. They're really, really good. They're a fun group to watch. I think they're not quite as talented on the interior of the defensive line, and I think Jalen Carter's been out. But also when Jalen Carter was in, I think you feel the explosiveness that he plays with. But I don't think he's playing quite as well as he played last year, you know, like where he was like this dominant kind of borderline top five guy at the position. You're like, what are we going to do with this? Like, he hasn't played that well. The guy that's played really well for them is like Moro Ojomo and Jordan Davis. Like, they've done a really nice job. Kind of Jordan's in a contract here. You can tell he's playing hard. He's playing physical. Zach Bond and N'Kobe Dean, I think, have done a great job, quite honestly, the last couple of weeks. Like, N'Kobe Dean is not like your They're like the odd couple in terms of like N'Kobe Dean is more like downhill blitzer, attack the line of scrimmage. And Zach Bond is just kind of like almost like this hybrid safety player that can kind of cover a lot of grass. And he's missed a lot of tackles this year. But, man, I think that's got to be one of the better linebacker groups in the NFL. And then I think the addition of Jalen Phillips, man, has done a lot for them. Like, he is a stud. I kind of knew of him from Miami, but like that trade for him, I think has really revolutionized what they're doing. Like, he sets really good edges. He's a good pass rusher. He's intuitive. He's physical. And I think when you pop him in there with like Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, and then obviously Brandon Graham is back in the fold there. Like, that group becomes much more dynamic all of a sudden. So I think the front's good. We'll talk about some of the issues that I've seen in a second. But in the back end, like, gosh dang, like, Quinyon Mitchell is an absolute beast, dude. Like, he is a stud. Like, they do a lot, like, in their quarters coverage. Like, if three by one, like, he's locking that guy up man-to-man coverage. I don't think I've seen a guy play man coverage that well this season. And we've had Patrick Surtain on the schedule. So he's done a great job. I think where they kind of fall on their face a little bit is at the second quarterback spot with Adoree Jackson. And you can take advantage of that. And I think they've the way that Vic Fangio is calling games is so much less aggressive than it was last year. Like, there's a little bit less pressure. There's a little bit less man coverage. And I think you can take advantage of that. And I think you feel, again, they were the best defense that I've covered, best defense that I've seen. probably since like the Baltimore era, like where they were really, really good. And so obviously really, really talented last year. They've taken a step down, but only slightly. And I think it's because of that second quarterback spot.
No, that's all good insight there. I mean, a few of the guys I wrote down, it's funny. Jordan Davis to me is jumping off the screen. I think
he's playing really well.
Awesome the last couple of weeks. I did not know he was this good, but particularly this past week. You know what they did a lot of too? You don't see this. They were running like double stunts up front.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, like on both sides of the line of scrimmage, they're stunting like with TE games, which I would feel like breaks rules. Like, doesn't that put you in a bind when you're stunting in multiple spots on the front? They did that pretty, I want to say routinely, but a handful of times it looked like against the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, not really. If you execute it well, like I've played with teams that have done that a ton, played against teams that have done that a ton. That's like part of their rush plan. And obviously they feel like versus the Raiders, which is probably a good inclination, having seen them and watched them a couple times this year. Their offensive line is struggling. They have a hard time passing off stunts. So why not throw that pitch as much as possible to make sure that we can, again, maximize our rush opportunities.
It worked, by the way. They gave 75 yards and 0 points in that game. But I thought that they did that really, really well. The other thing, too, is so you watch that game against the Raiders and you're like, they're never bringing any pressure ever. And so then I looked it up. They rushed five or more. Guess how many times they rushed five or more in their game against the Raiders?
Against the Raiders?
Yeah.
And they had, what, like 40 defensive snaps, 47 defensive snaps, something like that? I'm going to say five times.
Once.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, they just rushed four. It was 29 of 30 dropbacks, I think it was, that they rushed four. And they just played man. It was just like just cover one, like, hey, here's what we're doing. And I think because we saw the Raiders early in the year and nothing's changed. In fact, they've gotten worse. But they're terrible offensive line. And they have, like, other than Brock Bowers, who are you worried about right now?
Yeah.
I think that's a real problem.
They have some young, talented pieces, but like Kenny Pickett's the quarterback. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's not a great environment for offensive success in Las Vegas.
That's a nice way to put it. And then N'Kobe Dean, by the way, dude is a dog. I love N'Kobe Dean, watching him. He had a really good game, I thought, against the Raiders. So anyway, so these are just some of the guys to keep an eye on. Some of this is that it was Vegas, there's no doubt. But specific to Washington's plan then against this group, I love McLaurin against Mitchell. We saw in Philly. He kind of put the clamps on Terry in that game, if you remember. The next-gen stats came out of the routes run and the targets and the catches, and you know he was kind of chirping after the game. Then in the home game later in the year, Terry actually hit him for a long one and made a play. But I love that matchup of like, hey, here's Washington's best. Here's your best. Let's go. And you know he's going to travel and just hang with him. I think that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, that's going to be must-see TV, I think. And I'm curious because I think he's playing – Quinyon Mitchell's playing really good ball at the moment, man. Like, they leverage him a lot. He's kind of risen to the occasion. And usually corners who play as much man as he's playing don't grade out very well at PFF because you just can't get the ball production. You get burned every other week. But, like, he's grading like a 75%. And like that to me is surprising because it's not surprising, but like usually, again, man corners don't hit that grade, that kind of grade level at in PFF. The thing I'd say is I went back and watched the Chargers game and I also watched the Bears game. And the one thing about Vic Fangio is that he's going to play light boxes, right? They're going to kind of play 6-7 man boxes depending on your run structure. Yep, they want to kind of they want their defensive line to play a gap and a half. They want the run player, the secondary run player to come from depth. And I will say, Ben Johnson put those dudes in an absolute blender, like absolute schematic blender. And also, like, their right tackle in Chicago and their right guard were just
Darnell,
It was one of the most beautiful performances by an offensive line, just literally checking IDs and ejecting people from the club. And so, and again, I thought, oh, well, you know, like that's the scheme's good. Personnel played well. And then you watch Chargers game and the Chargers did a pretty good job running the football. Now they ran the ball differently, a little bit more downhill. They had a couple kind of explosive runs. The run average wasn't that great. A couple quarterback scrambles, but I do think.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works.
The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Unlike in years past with the Philadelphia Eagles, you can run the football against them. And I think if you design stuff well, you can run the football. And again, when you watch the Bears game, man, they did a bunch of really, really cool stuff. So what I'm kind of hoping is that you can kind of lean on Bill Kroski-Merritt. You can lean on Chris Rodriguez to kind of negate that four-man rush, kind of possess the football, drive, go on long drives with a good rushing efficiency and put yourself in a good spot to be successful. Because, again, I think when you look at some of their defensive rushing numbers, especially like explosive runs against, they're like kind of bottom half. I think they're like 22, 23. Again, versus the pass, they're like top five. So let's lean into something that they're not doing particularly well. It's going to take a lot of pen work in the week to make sure that we've got runs that kind of give us advantages. And again, I thought Ben Johnson was a masterclass watching that. You know, like, we want to run at the three technique. Here's how we're going to attack the three technique. We want to kind of attack this bubble here. We're going to attack the bubble here. We're going to use this motion to create this shift. And we're going to come back and, you know, sift and run a count. It just was really, really well done. And I think Cliff at times in his career here has shown an ability to do that. So again, you mentioned the Terry matchup. I want to see them get after it from a run game standpoint, really, yeah, really get in the lab and lean on this group, because I think they'll let you. Again, they're playing well, but I think they'll let you at points. And I think Vic Fangio, kind of from a defensive perspective, is quote unquote okay with it, because everything he does is geared to stopping the pass.
I was going to say, I think that's what they want too, honestly. I mean, now if you rip one off and it turns into points, now it's a problem, but they'll take 4.5, right? They don't want to give anything up over the top. And you see that they're the number 10 defense in the NFL. They're number 6 against the pass, and they're 23rd against the run, to your point, at about 4.5 yards per carry. So yeah, I'm with you. I think that's how you're going to have to stay ahead of the sticks and kind of, you know, get the part of the playbook that you want, second and medium, hopefully third and three, third and four, because that's how you're going to have to live this week with Mariota at quarterback. But at some point, you're going to have to be able to hit something down the field. And that's where I get intrigued by, you know, the one-on-one matchup.
And the other thing I wanted to bring up in the playoff game, obviously, Zach Ertz absolutely ate. And they drew the matchup of Reed Blankenship, right?
It's like 15 targets and 11 catches or something crazy.
And I think you see, again, I think Reed, I enjoy watching Reed Blankenship play. I think he's a good physical downhill player. But in man coverage and in coverage situations, like, I think he leaves something to be desired. Is there someone on the roster? Ben Sinnott, maybe, Colson Yankoff. they can exploit that matchup the way we saw Zach exploit it last year too, that would be the other thing I'd point to, especially in third down situations. Can you find, if they're going to play man like they did versus the Las Vegas Raiders, and again, they didn't do that versus the Bears, they didn't do that versus the Chargers, but if they say, hey, we don't really respect your skill guys, we're going to play a little bit more man, can you exploit a guy who I think is a good football player, but is not the best man coverage player in Reed Blankenship? He's going to cover the tight end. So maybe this is an opportunity for one of those guys, whoever your that third element is, tight end, I guess it could be a receiver, could be Debo. Can they exploit that matchup on Reed?
Did you guys hear that? Sounds like Logan might be calling for a Ben Sinnott day.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see, man. Like, that's not been his what did I say that? His ball of wax, his game, you know, bread and butter. Yeah, that's a better one. To kind of win
catching
on third
footballs.
Down.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's true.
To win on third down. But I think he's a first and second down guy in terms of the pass game. But who's going to be the third down guy this week is going to be a big story, I think.
But how good would it be for your soul? What kind of chicken soup for the Logie soul would it be if a tight end wearing 82 goes ham sandwich here against the Eagles here at home or at Lincoln Financial Field later this year? That's got to just warm the heart.
Yeah, I would be pretty stoked, honestly. Like, you know, and again, it's more of like me rooting for Ben. I think like a lot of people are rooting for him to get more opportunities, rooting for him to grow as a player and grow in his like professional experience. So yeah, I'd be really excited for him. I mean, shoot, even if it was Colston Yankov, I don't know where he's at in terms of injury report, because
that's like, the big question. Remember, so this is a short week game, Saturday, not Sunday, which, you know, one day doesn't seem like the biggest deal, but because we already heard Dan Quinn talk about this, but you know, the idea was they were ready to rule out Jaden Daniels start of the week just be, you know, when he hadn't been cleared, because they got to get on to the next thing. Like, everything is being moved up here, right? So you look at the Eagles practice report to that point. Barkley did not go in the estimated work on Tuesday with a stinger. Jalen Carter still dealing with injuries to both shoulders, which is odd.
He had surgery. He had two surgeries earlier.
It's crazy,
like,
man.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Both shoulders. Dickerson calf. Fred Johnson, the tackle, ankle. Lane Johnson's dealing with a foot. And then their blocking tight end has a stinger. But overall, you don't know of those guys. Most of them are probably going to play. But it just does complicate it at the end of the year with the extra, you know, the one day less of work on the field and the extra injury report day they've got to give us makes it, you know, convoluted. But could be a situation where guys are playing banged up, guys are playing hurt. And that also, like a Thursday night game, you see this sometimes, it just makes these games harder to predict too. Like sometimes that does
keep
teams in the game a little bit.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's around Christmas. Like, you know, like this is a tough time of year to play football. And again, you mentioned the injury thing. I think that's 100% accurate. And I think roles can change because of that. I think game plans can change because of that. So obviously it's interesting. The Landon Dickerson thing is interesting. And the Fred Johnson thing is interesting because obviously Fred Johnson is their swing tackle. And so if Lane Johnson can't play and Fred Johnson's nicked up, like, what do they do there? And then does that kind of impact some of the issues with the offense already, right, in terms of, like, Jalen Hurts holding the football? So I think those are some things just to keep an eye on. And obviously, if Saquon's banged up, like, maybe that's good because Tank Bigsby's been absolutely balling. He's the backup running back. But I think this that's a great point. On a short week, guys banged up, like, how does it change the complexion of this football game?
A couple of guys to hit on really quickly offensively. So Bill's coming off of a huge game, 18 for 96 and a touchdown. I talked to him yesterday. He was just in great spirits, was really, really happy.
I bet. You
know, like, his confidence was sky high. Chris Rodriguez would have been full go at practice, according to what they put out. So I'm guessing he's back. How would you handle that here? Rodriguez has run hard, you know, can lean on this team in the way that you're talking about. But we've also seen the couple times where Bill's kind of been the guy, it's actually benefited him. I'm sure there's a chicken or the egg element to that where he got off to fast starts too. Like, how would you handle that right now with Bill being the dude with the gear that nobody else has and the highest ceiling, but Rodriguez serving a real purpose?
I mean, I'd like to see some type of balance. I think when you look at the Bears game specifically, they have two backs. They have Swift and Menungai. Menungai is more kind of like their downhill power back, and he did a great job kind of tenderizing that defense. And again, the offensive line for Chicago played absolutely out of their mind. Excuse me. But I think it was a nice kind of change up pitch. It was like, here's a little bit of Menungai. Here's a little bit of Swift, and Swift in that game hit a bunch of explosive plays. So I would love to see a combination of both. I think both those guys have played well given their opportunities. And I think the thing that, you know, has stuck out to me is like, they haven't really been able to find a balance where they're both playing well together, if that makes sense. Like, they kind of, it's like, this is C-Rod's half, this is Bill's half. Like, why can't they kind of intermingle together as the game's going on? And I think that would help them both. I think it would help them both kind of stay fresh. It would help them both be in the game kind of mentally, and also, you know, not kind of be like, hey, you're in, you're out, let's move on to the next thing. So again, I think both those guys deserve it, quite honestly, the way they've been playing this year. And I'd like to see them kind of do the Batman and Robin tag team thing here, and just give the offense the best opportunity to be successful.
Pending the health of Laremy Tunsil could also be a huge opportunity for Brandon Coleman. We've talked a lot about these stretch run of games being significant for the young guys. Well, here's a second-year player who was a left tackle. They moved him to the right side to trade for Coleman, Tunsil. Then at right tackle, they drafted Connor Lee and said, okay, well, now you're a left guard. He's subsequently been supplanted and benched from left guard so they could go to Chris Paul. So he's kind of been a man out of a position. When he's been used as a third tackle, he's been effective. When he's gotten to play for Tunsil in Kansas City and then more recently here in Minnesota and in this past game, he's actually played okay. If he could go out and start, if he gets that chance, and play well against the Eagles, like, all he's doing is putting good tape out there, and every time he gets a shot, he looks like he can play. So my feelings toward him are actually very positive still, considering it's a year two guy that can't get on the field. I think it's a good offensive line. But this would be a, you know, if he goes out and throws a strong game, if he gets to start at left tackle, that'd be huge for him.
Yeah, and I think it's not really surprising because I didn't think he played poorly last year, and I think he's just grown as a player. I think it's interesting, though, to think about him as like maybe more of a tackle as opposed to a guard, and how that factors into your math for next year. Like, does he become the swing guy, or can he actually play a little bit of guard? Like, do you feel like you need to retain Chris Paul? I think they probably should give that a shot, you know, but we'll see what happens. So,
which one? Again, hold on, like, I just want to clarify. You give it a shot to have him play guard, you mean, or?
Oh, I'm saying like retain Chris Paul, like gotcha. Let him, you know, I mean,
so if you paid Paul, then Coleman is kind of the sixth guy.
Yeah, he'd be the sixth guy, which I don't think is a bad thing, because I think he's done a good job. And I think you need seven like good offensive linemen. And that's something that Philly's done very well over the last couple of years. So like, I just think it's interesting that he's played really, really well when he's played a tackle. And so like, is that maybe his more natural position? Maybe like long term, that's where he's going to fit. Who knows? But again, like, I think he's perfectly capable of having a great game. It's going to be a challenge, no doubt. Obviously, with Nolan Smith, I think he's had a very solid year. He's very physical in the run game, despite his kind of smaller body size, and he can also rush the passer a little bit. So, it'll be a challenge. But like, it's one of those things where it's like Laremy's out, and obviously Laremy's probably the second or third best player on this football team. And then all of a sudden, you put Coleman in, and I don't feel like a tremendous consternation about him being out. I'm like, oh yeah. Coleman's going to handle this thing if Laremy doesn't play. So I think that speaks to how we both feel about him and how he's played so far and his opportunities this year.
All right, come back next and figure out who Logan thinks matches up well with Philly. Who is he going to predict to eat against the Eagles? This is Take Command.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.